B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, developing opinion here on the program. Yesterday, the question of did the Patriots know about the charge before they signed Antonio Brown? I think we all, at least I said yesterday, that there's no way they knew. Because why would they risk signing a guy who was just about to be suspended or put on an exempt list? Especially that second one where you have to pay him and you don't get to use his services. Why would you ever sign someone who is right on the verge of having that distinction put on him? That'd just be a giant waste of money. So there's no way they knew. That's how I felt yesterday. And the more I think of it, the more I consider it, the more I read, the more I think about it, I think someone knew. I also mentioned yesterday this possibility that Bill knew but Kraft didn't. And so I think there might be something in there. But the more I think about it and the more I hear and read, and I'll give you my basis here in a minute, the more I think they did know on some level. Does that change the story for you?
No.
I mean, no, not dramatically, no, because again, to me, it isn't about this singular incident with him as much as it is his entire resume and his history. So, no, I they shouldn't have brought the guy in the first place, as far as I'm concerned. So does it change that? No. But does it give you some insight potentially into either the Patriots and their decision making or their relationship with Rosenhaus and how much they trust him? Or yes, we're going to get something out of there one way or the other. In other words, if Rosenhaus gave them some sort of tip off, hey, look, there is this thing. We don't know when it's coming down the pike. Might not be for a while, might be never, but you know, it's out there. I'm telling you, I promise you it's nothing. And Bill says, okay, I'll take your word for it. Well, then he's got a lot of faith in Drew Rosenhaus, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what I think it's more about, because Rosenhaus confirmed he was anticipating the rape allegations because the accuser's attorney was probably communicating it with him, I would think. And for him to go on TV and say that, well, I would think if he was lying about that, then the accuser and her representatives would have leaked that information or text messages, or, you know, they would be out there 20 minutes later saying, like, no, he's full of it. So from there, Rosenhaus then informs Belichick in advance, I have to think, look, this is a money grab, like he said on TV it was, and I can assure you that there's really going to be nothing here. Weather the storm, this will blow over. So Maz, I agree with Maz. Like, it really speaks more about the relationship between those two. I think that's what we find out.
I mean, to me, it tells you that, because again, I have a hard time believing that Rosenhaus said to the Patriots, look, this thing's out there. It's a civil suit of the moment, but it could become criminal. You know, this guy's he's a little nuts, Bill, and we can't tell you everything he's done. So the possibility that it's a criminal rape charge, potentially, we think that that's out there. I can't imagine that Drew Rosenhaus told Bill Belichick that and Bill signed him anyway.
How many players does he represent? How many players will Drew Rosenhaus represent going forward? Well, Belichick ain't going anywhere anytime soon, so he can't ruin that relationship.
But it's not criminal. I don't quite get it.
No, my point is,
if it were to change to criminal.
Right. If he were to say to Bill, if he said to Bill, yeah, look, he's got this thing hanging over his head, and we think that it could be a criminal issue later. I don't think Bill Belichick is such a hound for talent that he would bring in a guy that is potentially facing a criminal rape charge knowingly. I don't think he would knowingly do that. And so as much as he likes a deal.
Did Rosenhaus tell him there's a civil case pending?
I think he did. Yeah. And I think Rosenhaus told him that I'm giving you my word that there was no crime committed here, and Bill trusted him.
So I think there is I think it's a tell for the thing Murray said, that Rosenhaus said on TV that we were anticipating this. We've unfortunately been anticipating this. And you'll hear that sound here in a second. When he says that publicly, so now we know Rosenhaus knew. He had to tell the Patriots.
I would think so, too.
And if I'm the Patriots, I'm pissed if he didn't. And so, play that out. If he didn't tell them, the Patriots have a right to be rip. And if the Patriots are rip at him, is Rosenhaus going to go on TV and say so willingly, yeah, we were anticipating this coming? No, he'd try and backtrack. He'd say, we were blown away. We never thought it would reach this level. We weren't expecting this either. Because he would be trying to cover his tracks with the Patriots.
Of course.
But But by him saying publicly, we unfortunately were anticipating this. It's basically, to me, that's the tell that he told the Patriots.
Yeah, I believe, again, I believe now that he gave the Patriots indication that something was coming down the pike.
Okay, so then why are the Patriots letting it be known off the record that they were blindsided by it? That was Schefter's initial report. Patriots are blindsided by it. Ian Rappaport, the next day, the team had no knowledge. Charles Robinson, today, Yahoo Sports, again, writes, the Patriots and the NFL were caught flat-footed by the civil lawsuit that has been filed against Antonio Brown this week, according to sources. He writes, neither the Patriots nor the league were aware that a potential lawsuit against Brown was on the tracks before he agreed to a deal with New England last week, according to two sources familiar with talks between the franchise and league security officials. So why are they so adamant behind the scenes that we didn't know? Why won't they come out and say it in front of a camera?
Because it's a bad look to say you're going after a guy who's got a civil rape charge.
Well, no, but they could say that, no, they're saying...
Oh, why wouldn't they say publicly that we didn't know?
Yeah, they're saying privately, we didn't know. They're insisting we didn't know. And the national reporters are going with it. They didn't know. So they're saying it off the record. Why won't the Patriots come out and on the record say we didn't know?
Because don't you think no matter how they answer that question, they look bad?
Explain.
In other words, that if we say, yeah, we knew, oh, so you're willing to take on a guy who had a civil rape charge against him? Or, no, we didn't know. Oh, you mean so you didn't do your background?
Yeah, it's really a no-win situation.
You can't win that one if you're the Patriots.
So you don't answer it, and we hammer them for both.
Yeah. It's a question of degrees of stupidity. That's what they'll get him one way. Put it this way.
Can they get away with never answering that question?
Yep.
Yep.
So weak.
Well, look, I'm not telling you I like it in that, but you tell me. Have they gotten away with not answering things in the past?
Yeah, but not quite like this. You know,
People got short memories, too, nowadays, Mike, like this.
Oh, well, sure. Okay. Well, I mean, fine. Right. The calendar takes care of everything. That's true, too. So here's what here's my developing opinion. Yesterday I said, no, they didn't know. How could they have known that? Why would they expose themselves contractually? They didn't know. Now I think they did because, again, Rosenhaus would not have been so willing to admit publicly that he knew if he didn't tell them.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Because if he kept that from them, he'd be trying to backtrack publicly. He would say something like, I didn't know either. Okay, to cover his tracks. So I think what happens here is that Rosenhaus tells him this is frivolous. There's nothing to it. It's a money grab. She has no case. He didn't do anything. And that'll be quickly found. And the Patriots believe him. Because it very well may be the truth, right? It may be a totally baseless, frivolous lawsuit.
Sure.
And the Patriots know that. So my now thing is, fine, we'll take it on. We'll take the PR hit and we'll be fine. But they know the PR look is so bad that, wait, you knew he was going to be charged with rape and you still signed him? That's such a bad look.
Yeah, in the wake of the Me Too movement and hashtag believe women, like no matter what business it is, for whether it's a football team or any avenue of life, like it's a terrible look. Like you can't cop to that.
So wait a minute. You knew he was going to be handed a civil lawsuit accusing him of rape and you still signed him? It just looks bad. But that then makes their actions weaselly. Because what most fans in New England think, and again, you might be right, is that Antonio Brown was falsely accused, was the victim of someone going after his money and nothing more, and is really kind of a victim in just this specific case. So if the Patriots are standing on principle, what they should do is say, yes, we knew. We believe the lawsuit is frivolous. We believe our guy's telling the truth. He did nothing wrong, and we're standing with our player. Why can't they do that? Now, that would be the stand-up thing to do. You know, and I understand in this climate, you've got to, you know, you can still all craft the statement if they want it. We believe strongly in victims' rights. We believe this is a serious issue and a problem in our country, and we stand firmly with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. However, in this case, we stand by our guy who did nothing wrong, and he is the victim here of a frivolous lawsuit. Why don't they stand on principle then?
Well, you know the answer to that.
Why? No, what is it?
Well, because they might be wrong. Because that's why.
But
you're following me on that. Like, what if you say, yep, we're behind the guy, we support the guy, and then it's true?
I guess, did they know or did they not know? It just doesn't add up, and there's a dynamic in there that says something about someone, and part of it, to me, is the team. The team obviously thinks he didn't do it. The team thinks he didn't do it. Because if the team thought that he really did it, they wouldn't have made the trade. They wouldn't have made the signing, and they would release him. And again, I think the Patriots will stretch for questionable characters for talent and a good deal too, Maz. But there is a line. Now, it turns out the line is much farther up than I thought it was. I thought they had a nice bar of what they would take or not take. So that bar is somewhere much in a much different place than I thought. But I still think they have a line. And if they thought Antonio Brown was guilty, he wouldn't be here. I believe that because I believe ultimately they're not. This is not the evil empire we're talking about.
Right.
Here,
but okay? They don't know.
All right. But so they don't. They believe he didn't do it. Then why don't they come out and say it?
Because they don't.
Why don't they come out and say it? Yes, we knew the charges. Yes, we believe this is a serious issue. And this in no way means we don't believe in victims' rights or the problem that is sexual assault in this country. In this specific case, we stand by our guy who did nothing wrong. That's on principle.
Okay, but again, I would tell you that the reason they don't is because they don't know. They think, but they don't know. The other thing is you don't know what the hell's coming down the pike with this guy.
Then if they don't know.
And the other thing is.
Then if they don't know, then that was silly to make this move.
Okay, then I was just going to say, the other thing is maybe they're thinking about getting out. Maybe there's that. Maybe that's, you know what? Let's leave ourselves a little wiggle room here because we can get out. So maybe that's it. Because look, yesterday, again, we all thought the guy was going to get cut. Maybe that's still on the table.
What did the Patriots know? When did they know it? And how does that change the story? Your reaction to it right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
The moment you learned about this, what specifically did you say to your client?
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility. And what I want to emphasize is that Antonio takes these allegations very seriously.
Unfortunately, anticipating this possibility. So Rosenhaus knew, he's okay saying it publicly. And the Patriots are still maintaining behind the scenes that they were blindsided, had no idea. It just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. And I find it something. Gutless, too strong, but the Patriots will go around behind the scenes, saying we had no idea, but they won't say it in front of the camera. Why? Why won't they say it in front of the camera?
Well, so look, again, Murray raised the point earlier that does it then come out as you're being unsympathetic towards the victim?
Why? How is right? That by just saying we didn't know about the charge? No, that means you'd be sympathetic towards the victim, if anything. We had no idea.
Yeah, or so the other thing is that, they didn't do their diligence on the guy.
So that you'd hit him by saying, how could you not know?
Right. I mean, it's out there. Again, it's been out there. It's all over the internet. How did you not know? You know, especially for an organization that might be sensitive to that.
How did incarcerated Bob know and you not?
Right. I mean, especially for an organization that went through the Aaron Hernandez thing.
So I think they look better if they just say, we knew and there's nothing to it.
Yes.
Especially if there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
If there's nothing to it, our player was unfairly maligned, and this means nothing. This says nothing about how we feel about domestic violence and the importance of these things and victims' rights. We are all for that. In this specific case,
if they said that, would you believe them?
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't I believe it?
Because if you really believe that, you wouldn't sign them. Like,
Maz, what? Now you're confusing me.
No, listen.
If you believed he did nothing wrong, you would sign him.
Right. It's one thing to say that, but again, to sign him is, with him, still go near the guy?
They're being totally consistent then.
What about all the other things that have happened in his career?
Well, that's different. But we signed him because, yes, we knew about the charge, but he did nothing wrong, and we stand by him because he did nothing wrong. That's entirely consistent.
Okay, so you're putting your faith 100% then in the agent.
Well, if they believe in the player and the agent, if they really believe in the player, come out and say it. And I think they must, because they signed him. They went ahead anyway. So have the power of your convictions and do the right thing and back someone who apparently has been unfairly accused. Because that's what you must believe if you signed him.
So look, what you're saying again...
If they thought he actually did it, I don't think they would sign him.
I get it. I get what you're saying. It's logical. What you're saying is logical. So just because someone tells you something, again, is there any measure of you that says he could be lying to us? Like, they're leaving themselves an out. Like, they're leaving themselves an out because maybe this thing blows up on them and they got to get out. So I think that's why they didn't say it publicly. I'm just trying to give you an understanding of it. If I were them, I would just say publicly, we didn't know. And then, well, then you didn't do your due diligence. Well, we probably didn't. I would live with that. That's what I would live with. If I were them, I would say we didn't know.
Weaselly, half-truths. Well, just come out and say what happened. We knew. We believe in him. And we're standing by the player. This is a frivolous lawsuit.
Yeah, I still think a big part of it is maybe they're leaving themselves a way out. Well, like, you know, you how could you possibly? I just, I hear what you're saying. Would you say that with this guy?
So now we're back to why they shouldn't have signed him in the first place and why he shouldn't be here. Because how could you possibly trust him?
So again, I wouldn't have brought him in the first place. I told you that.
How can you possibly trust
him? But with them, they saw an opportunity, and I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you, they saw the opportunity. They said, and they probably knew about it, and said, what do you think? You think Rosenhaus is telling you the truth? Yeah, I do. I think he's telling me the truth. He's been pretty straight with me. All right. Well, then go ahead and do it. And then this thing pops up and it's, well, he better be telling you the truth. We're leaving ourselves a way out in case he wasn't.
So the thing you said earlier that I do agree with, too, is that I don't think anyone was anticipating it drops like that bombshell on Tuesday night.
No way. Not right away.
I don't think they were expecting that. At some point, this gal may go ahead and follow through on her. She's been threatening us for a couple years, and she says she's got lawyers in a lawsuit. I've heard from the lawyers, so they've been threatening this for a while. It may happen. Don't tell me they thought it was going to drop Tuesday night like that.
No way.
And explode. All right, back to your thoughts, as promised. Guy in Boston. Hi, Guy.
Hey, Mike, listen. What I wanted to say about Antonio is that he's an a-hole. But as far as Maz, you got something. They have an escape clause. And I want to ask you guys a question. Of all the women you've known in your lifetime, were they all Mother Teresa's? Because this girl doesn't sound like one. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. No, she's got some problems in her story, no question about it. And maybe the team looked at it and said, she's got tremendous problems in her story. In fact, she has no case. So we're going to go ahead and sign the guy. Fine. Why not say that if that's what happened? Stand up to your actions.
Because they still don't trust it.
So they're not being stand up here. They're weaseling.
Correct.
Okay, so...
You live in a fantasy world to think that they would like do this, or any other business in the world would do this. Like, you know, you give yourself an out, like Maz is saying.
Yeah, they're leaving themselves an out.
Wait to find out more information. Wait till this accused meets with the NFL. See what information you can gather from there, and then figure it out from there, and then maybe make a statement like you're talking about. But to do it now, it's premature.
I told you, if I were them,
the signing is premature.
You'll get no argument from me on that. I don't even want him here.
I know how I would have handled it if I were them. And if I were Belichick yesterday and they said, did you know what? And I would have said, you know, no. We didn't. This thing popped up, and we're looking into it. Okay? And then so are you going to release him now? Well, look, we need to understand the legitimacy of these claims. This is not a criminal case. It's a civil case.
So there's a half-truth in there, right? Or there's a half, you know, there's, and the Patriots are the best at it. My God. Antonio Brown rape suit in context.com coming soon to a website near you. So did you know? No. Well, we knew that this guy was threatening him. We knew he had a situation, but we didn't know they were going to drop the lawsuit on Tuesday. So there's their cover.
They got some inkling or hint that there was something going on there. Listen, he's got this former girlfriend that is angry at him and that, you know, has been trying to hit him up for money. He won't give it. It could get ugly. Could get legal.
RapeChargeInContext.com. It's coming. Here's Brian in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. First, I wasn't fond of the signing, but I thought if anybody could do anything with him, it's Bill. I just wanted to say I'm kind of shocked by some of these calls. I mean, I support innocent till proven guilty. If she's lying, she deserves the full weight of her actions. If he did it, he deserves a minimum of life, blah, blah, blah. But to defend this egomaniacal piece of business, and when he's the exact type of guy that would pull this crap, is beyond my belief. I mean, let's wait and see what the facts are, but come on. And bravo, Mike, for consistency.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Fans are fans. Football fans are among the worst. And it's gotten goofy around here because I have won so much. It's bound to get goofy, but it's gotten goofy. Make no mistake. The pretzel twisting going on about out there for this guy is insane.
I mean, I'll go back to my initial reaction. I couldn't believe they brought him in when I heard it. I couldn't believe they brought him in. After everything that went down in Oakland, and I can't believe they brought this guy in. And so, look, over time, will that go away? Of course. Will he get on the field? Probably. And then will he start making great plays? Likely. But unlike a lot of guys, I felt this way about Haynesworth. I thought, you're bringing that guy in, Haynesworth. And when they brought this guy in, I felt similarly, like, I can't believe they brought him in here. I felt that way when they brought him in.
And we'll see how long it lasts. I still don't think it's going to last. It may not be this thing that brings him down in New England. But I think he's a bad guy who's been doing bad things. And so if this one's frivolous, maybe the next one won't be. Or maybe they add up and there's just a line that the team just can't stomach anymore. But that, I think, is coming. I'd be stunned if he makes it all the way through unscathed and they allow it to happen. I'd be really surprised. Here's Murray's update. We come back with more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston's home for sports.
Antonio Brown, the lawsuit, did you guys know anything at all about that when you let go? Was it?
I'm not aware of any more of the questions, all right? So you want to ask about him, you can call his employer.
The Raiders know anything? I don't know. Go ask them. I was so afraid to answer that question. Let's not tell the truth. Why? And we're like, what am I missing? No, we had no idea.
Well, but Mike, like...
I mean, why did Gruden just say no? We had no idea.
Okay, there are things far simpler that they've ever been asked that they wouldn't give you a straight answer to. Like, I generally believe you tell the truth, it can't come back to bite you in the ass.
It's pretty simple. That's the whole thing right there. But it's like...
But if they said they believed Antonio Brown...
No, listen, I was just going to say, thank you for going there. They're not asking him... Do you believe him? You're not asking him, do you think he's guilty or innocent? The only thing you're asking is, did you know there was a pending civil suit against him? That's all. And no one wants to answer that question. Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not, it's not damning. You're not implying innocence or guilt. You're not implying anything other than just whether you heard the rumblings.
Yeah, but one way or another, they get skewered. Right? They get skewered. If they say yes and say, and you signed him anyway? Well, we believe his version of the story. You believe him? How could you believe that donkey?
Yeah, see, you open yourself to
right?
all these
And then if you
questions.
Say no, well, didn't you do your research?
But again, the fact that he's here implies they believe his side of the story.
No question. Right, but them not coming out and say that gives them plausible deniability.
Well, that's kind of Weasley. Do you believe in the guy or not? Do you believe in him or not?
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
So they don't really believe in him. So they think there's a chance that he actually committed those acts, that he actually was a rapist, but they're willing to take that chance. That's what their non-answer is saying then, I guess. I don't know. Just tell the truth and stand by your convictions. That's, and then you're either right or wrong. And then you say you're right or wrong. But I don't know.
They're playing odds here is what I think. They're playing odds. They're taking Rosenhaus's word. And it's a risk. But again, which brings me back to the same thing. Why did you bring him in the first place?
Yeah, so why you invited this mess, this cocoon of crap into your house?
See, to me, like that, I keep coming back to throw this latest incident out. Like, throw it out. The guy had done enough to make you say, thanks, but no thanks. they decided to do it anyway. So once you stick your hand into the fire, well, then whatever happens next is your fault.
Brian on the boat, what are your thoughts?
Right now, man, you got to be crazy thinking that Bill didn't know about this kid before he came into New England, coming into Bill's house. You kidding me? Oh, my God. And then also the risk, the pros and cons for this kid, essentially the pros outweigh the cons. Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen then? He's going to get 4-game slap on the wrist. Whoa, like Commissioner Exemplis. It's going to be exciting to see how it all pans out. 19-0. Super Bowl's inevitable with or without him. It's guaranteed.
Okay, Brian. The positives outweigh the negatives. I think it's just the opposite.
So do I.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's just the opposite. You are already a Super Bowl favorite. You have a great team.
Based on Sunday night, you didn't even need him. That's it. You know, my concerns were with the offensive line, which looked fine, even though they dealt with another injury there with Cannon. But more importantly, the wide receivers. Guess what? Looked like you didn't need him. Philip Dorsett, when I think he's like a number 4, number 3, he looked awesome. You probably don't even need this guy, and you invite this kind of trouble in.
How much higher can he take you? I mean, really?
Wait, do you need to win games like 60-10? Like, what? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I mean, 19-0 is, yeah. I said, you know, if I'm going to have to look at this guy
based on the competition,
all season, then give me 19-0. Like, that would be a good story. I'll take it. Believe me, I'm rooting for it. As a talk show host where I'm sitting, I'll definitely take 19-0. So maybe he can take you there. But to say that he could take you higher than he could take you lower, it's just the opposite. You're already at the top of the mountain. So what are you talking about?
He's already done damage. And again, they care deeply about the value of that brand, of that logo. They do. They care about that a lot, which is the part I don't get. Like, on the one hand, you hear those stories that, you know, again, I go back to that Jonathan Drew, that defensive lineman that nobody remembers. That story of Mike Reese saying, you know, they're going to sign him. And then at the last minute, they bailed out because the owners heard that he had a gun charge from a thing in college where he shot a gun into the air. No, so you'll send that guy packing, but you bring this guy in? So it's purely about the talent, obviously. Yeah. There's no moral value there.
Of course.
Right? It's purely 100% about the talent. And, like, I don't know, if, let's say this thing about Antonio Brown is true, and it comes out that it's true, and then they release him. Well, now you're the team that signed a guy who murdered people and someone who raped people. Like, that's a bad double-double.
Yes.
So, man, the risk is not worth the reward with this guy.
You already won the Super Bowl 6 freaking times. You're a favorite again this year. So how much higher can he take you? But Maz just described how much lower he could take you. Luke in Georgia, your thoughts.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What do you got, Luke?
Hey, man, listen, you guys know Bill had to know about this. I mean, the guy's into the details. He had to know. Second, you know, I don't know the whole timeline about this thing, but it's great that it came out now and she's actually, you know, getting what she needs, because, I mean, he is crazy in L.A., so this just goes to her case. And then the last thing I wanted to say is, you know, being in New England is probably the best thing for A.B. because you've got guys like Slater and McCourty that are just good, grounded guys, and I think that hopefully maybe they can rein him in.
Okay. You think Antonio Brown can be reached by anyone?
No. See, like, I dismiss this, too. This one always cracks me up. So Devin McCourty and Matthew Slater were the only good guys in the league? Like, Pittsburgh doesn't have one good guy in that locker room?
Did they not have a good locker room in 2011, 2012, when Aaron Rodgers was flying high on PCP and murdering people? Did they have good people then, too?
You mean Aaron Hernandez.
What did I say?
Aaron Rodgers.
Sorry.
It's quite the Freudian slip.
I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but it's not that bad. Sorry. That was Freudian.
I was like, as you were saying, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers was a drug addict? How did I miss that story?
I'm not happy with him right now, but I'm not that unhappy. But you're right. That was Freudian. They had good guys. I think Devin McCourty was here when Aaron Rodgers was flying on PCP murdering people, wasn't he?
Aaron Hernandez.
Did I say it again?
Yes. You just did it again.
You really hate him. That's what happens when your team gets turned into the Titans.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
So they had a good locker room then, too, right? Did they reach him?
No.
Were they able to reach old Aaron Hernandez?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I think they tried and it didn't work.
Yeah, some guys are beyond reach. And I'm confident in saying Antonio Brown is not capable of those things. But the point is, if you don't want to be reached, you ain't going to be reached. I think we all know that. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the desk squirrel down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
when we know more, we'll say more.
You know, could impact the team.
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
Well, we know more. We'll say more.
Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed. I just want to reiterate, people should please keep in mind that Antonio denies these allegations. He will have a full investigation. He will go through the legal process, and we will cooperate. And there are facts out there that will come to light that will establish that he is indeed not guilty of any of these accusations. This is a civil matter, and this is a proceeding where the accuser is seeking financial gain.
All right, what did they know? When did they know it? That whole angle. We'll get to the whole thing about should he be suspended, should he be put on the exempt list, what's the league going to do? We'll get to that here in a second. A few more calls, though, first, before the top of the hour. Jason in Boston. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Felger. I just wanted to make a real quick point about, you know, about the Patriots not issuing any statement or even acknowledging it. It's probably because of what happened back with Aaron Hernandez when what Belichick knew and what he didn't know. And he was almost called to testify. And I'm not sure if Kraft was. I forget. But
he was. Kraft was called to testify. I think he was. So, but Jason, I'm sorry to cut you off. The just saying you were aware, they have no personal involvement in it. Kraft got called. I think he did. If I'm wrong, please, you know, correct me. But I seem to remember Robert going to the stand at one point in some Hernandez related thing.
Yeah, that sounds right. But I don't know if it was a deposition or what, but there was something.
I think he was. I just remember it. But that's because he was his employer. He had, you know, direct knowledge of the person and his whereabouts on certain days, et cetera, et cetera. That's not the case here. They're not opening themselves up for anything just by saying we knew he had this situation before he got here.
No, but the whole thing, I think, would be a reflection on them, right? In other words, no matter what they say, it comes off bad. They come off and say, we had no knowledge. Or, how'd you have no knowledge? It's all like you said. Incarcerated Bob knew on Twitter. How did you not know? And if they say, yeah, we did know, and someone said, oh, so you thought it okay to take the word of an alleged rapist?
And if they had the power of their convictions, they'd say, there was no rape here. It was a frivolous lawsuit, and we stand by our player who did nothing wrong.
So don't you think?
Because that's what they think.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. How do you think that would come off in this day and age?
I think there's a way to say it well.
That's a toughie.
Why? I mean, because let's face it.
Because again, the action speaks louder than the word.
But we all know that sexual assault and domestic violence, it's a problem and a serious issue, and we all believe that. But if this gal is just totally making it up, then she's doing him a real injustice.
What if they're wrong?
So why not stand for him if he's the one being wronged?
Because
they must believe that. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here.
Because they don't fully believe it.
Oh. So then they think it's possible he actually did do it.
Of course.
Oh. I'm led to believe, because I just think they're not bad people ultimately, that they would not sign someone that they thought was capable of that. So I think they think he's totally innocent. So say it. Say it. Say if that's what you believe, and I think you believe that because he's here, then say it. Have the power of your convictions. Be a man.
Yeah. Look, again,
you're asking for too much in today's world.
No, I mean, so I'm fine. So then all these little half truths and evasions and weaseling out of it, and you know, leaving yourself wiggle room. And okay, all right,
Yeah, because right now that's what's best for business. And I can't blame them on that. Now, they invited all this to, you know, and having to deal with this in the first place by signing this guy, which they shouldn't have done on Saturday. So you get what comes with this guy. When they say they were blindsided, who was that? That Rappaport or did you?
I think it was.
That was the Yahoo story.
No, it was Schefter right out of the shoot. And Jimmy, yeah. I've referenced it a few times. It was from yesterday. I'm sorry. It is the initial Schefter report. And I think we even labeled it Patriots blindsided. You know, it was on.
Regardless.
Tuesday night.
What I now believe, though, is, yeah, they were with the timing. Like, you know, they knew this was coming. I have to believe that Drew Rosenhaus told Belichick, and then Belichick tells the Crafts, yes, something's going to come down the pipe with this guy because there is this looming civil case. I just don't think they expected it so quickly, thus the blind side.
So here's Schefter. When it first came, was it the New York Times that first had it on Tuesday night?
I believe that's right. TMZ, yeah.
Or TMZ, whatever.
Both. I thought it was the Times, yeah.
I thought it was the Times.
So Schefter confirms it, and he's right on the air on Tuesday night. This is what he said.
What I would say is I think this caught the Patriots by surprise. Like a lot of people, they didn't know about it. Now, there are other people. Let me say, there have been grumbles about this over the weekend.
So you can stop. So others said grumbles about it over the weekend. Word was out. He says, I think it caught him by surprise. I thought he said blindsided. So maybe that was
one of the tweets.
Maybe there was Rappaport or maybe it was a tweet. I thought I saw the word blindsided. So excuse me. He said there in that clip, I think this caught the Patriots by surprise. And Rappaport, you know, then came out the next day and said the team and league did not know. And again, Scott Robinson, I'm sorry, I'm getting the first name wrong. Robinson here of Yahoo Sports.
Charles Robinson.
Yeah. Thank you. Charles Robinson today. The Patriots and the NFL were caught flat-footed by the civil lawsuit that has been filed against Antonio Brown this week, according to sources who spoke with Yahoo Sports. Neither the Patriots nor the league were aware that a potential lawsuit against Brown was on the tracks before he agreed to deal with New England last week, according to two sources familiar with talks between the franchise and league security officials. He goes on to say that the Patriots are going to defer to the league when it comes to disciplinary action and their investigation. So they've kicked it to the league. And so it also says in this story that the league wants to now talk to Brittany Taylor, the accused, the alleged victim, ASAP, sooner rather than later. It was originally scheduled for next week. They want to talk to her now. They want to talk to her now and maybe get in front of it for this week's game. Okay? That's also what he reported on Yahoo. So the team is saying, you know, but so clearly Schefter gets it in his mind that they didn't know. Rappaport gets it in his mind. He doesn't know. These national reporters are being told we didn't know. So say it in front of the microphone. You're just going off the record with it?
I think it's in their best interest to wait until this woman meets with the NFL offices, and then they can get in front of a microphone because they'll have more information. I do find that part interesting, though. So now they want to meet with her as quickly as possible. She wasn't supposed to meet with them until next week, right? Patriots haven't until the 23rd. Robert Kraft has a lot of influence over the league and in the league office. I don't think it's too much of a conspiracy here to think that maybe Robert said to Goodell and those in the league office, like, hey, can you speed this up here? Because we got a time. The clock's ticking. Like, so, find out what you can because we're on the hook in a week and a half.
I find that detail significant, too, because, again, I was under the impression they weren't going to talk to her until next week. So now I hear that, and I said, well, that changes everything for me. And I mean, I can explain that further, you know.
Go ahead.
Next segment.
Go ahead.
When we get into the topic that you want to get into.
Yeah, about what should the league do here?
Yeah, so I'll wait on
okay. that. Okay. But that was the reporting here. There's just a big gap there in Rosenhaus saying we've been anticipating this. No one answering whether they knew or not, which, Murray, you said they're waiting for more information. They don't need more information on that. That is already known. Did you know or not? There's no other information gathering needed.
Yeah.
So for them to say we have to gather more information on that is just, it's a lie. I mean, it's not germane.
It's evasive.
You know whether you knew. You don't need to gather. Did Rosenhaus tell you or not? Did Anthony Brown tell you, Antonio Brown tell you or not? That's it. What else there is to gather?
There is nothing more to gather. Again, they should answer that question, but they won't. And now, as to why they won't, I mean, again, I don't have an answer for you. I can guess. So I just look at it as they don't trust the guy, which, again, leads to the question of, well, then what'd you bring him in for? Right? And we all know the answer is because we thought it was worth a shot because he's a unique talent. That's what their answer would be. But they're not going to say that because then it comes off as they have no morals. They place the talent ahead of the morals.
So, okay, so you're giving me my answer. They're being evasive and not answering because they're leaving themselves an out. Why are they leaving themselves an out? Because they don't fully trust the guy.
They don't. How could you?
And if you don't fully trust the guy,
why is he here?
Why is he here? Why have you exposed the whole thing on something you don't and I say the whole thing, your reputation, your brand, why are you exposing that? And again, you've never heard me say in the last 2 days that they're exposing the team. This is a different sort of conversation. The team's going to be fine. The only potential problem with AB and the team down the road is if he's not going to hit his incentives and he gets squirrely and then he crawls in Brady's head. And like, there's a potential for that, but that's down the road. The team in the here and now, no, this is about the crafts and the brand and what the team represents and what they stand for. And so you've put that on the line for what feels like a pretty bad guy who you don't trust.
Yeah, I don't get it. Again, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. I don't get why they would do this. And so now it blew up in their faces. And I told you, I think there were teams and people around the league laughing their asses off because the day after you got him, this thing blew up. And they hate the Patriots to begin with. So now they're laughing about it. But this guy was going to hurt them in some way, shape, or form while he was here. It was just a matter of time. And the fact that it happened so quickly, like, you know, it's still on them. They brought him in. They should have known what they were getting with this guy.
A source familiar with the league's talks told Yahoo Sports the NFL would prefer to move quickly to resolve the element of Brown being active or moved to the commissioner's exempt list, a remedy that has been used in past cases involving criminal allegations, but never in civil suits like the one Brown is facing. The source added that the NFL has sought to speak with Brown's accuser, who is apparently willing but cannot schedule a meeting before next week because of prior engagements. This one, that's frustrating to me. Like, come on, Brittany. If you've just put this guy, you know, his whole career on the line. You can't spare an hour to sit down with these people? Like,
yeah, you can set up a Skype session.
That's frustrating. Come on.
Do it. You have the time.
Come on.
It's silly.
Please. Right. The meeting between Taylor and the NFL appears to be the most pivotal point ahead, with the Patriots apparently ready to center their decision on Brown largely based on advisement with league investigators. Whether Brown ends up being set aside from the league by set aside from the field by the league or not, at least one thing is clear. New England has language in his contract that could void all of the $9 million in guarantees from his one-year $50 million deal. That I believe as well. All right, so that's the Yahoo report. To the league, what will they do? What should they do? That element 90 seconds after the update, and then we're right back with you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.